We are having a look at the science of weight loss today. Normally, Professor Claire Collins joins us, but she's on a bit of rest and relaxation. So joining her is the very apt Rebecca Williams. Good morning, Rebecca.
Morning.
Look, the science of weight loss, there is a bit of a science behind it. Now, there is a training session coming up. Can you just explain how that's all going to work for us first?
Yeah, absolutely. So the nutrition and dietetics group here at the uni have developed a six-week online course. So it's available for anybody to enrol in. And it goes through all of the basics and the fundamentals about the right nutrition for weight loss.
So some of those core fundamentals, can you just run through some of those? And I'm still taking notes over here.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. So we start off, of course, you know, just educating people on how to set realistic goals for weight loss. Without goals, it's sort of important to have much direction and where you're actually going. We talk about portion control, what are macronutrients, so what's fat, protein, carbohydrate, why do we need it? We talk about some fad diets, so, you know, those key things not to get caught up in when you're looking at different internet articles and so forth. And then we actually have some real-life stories in the very last week to show people that it actually does work if you follow all of the fundamental points.
So what about the fad diets? Because a lot of times people will say, oh, I'm going to try this diet and that diet. It's the, pardon the pun, but the flavour of the month. Are they really any good, or even as a to start, you'd get you motivated, or just forget them?
Generally, we say, look, just forget them. There are ways that you can get that initial weight loss to get the motivation going without having to follow any of the fad diets. And the issues with them is that they tend to be deficient in nutrients, and they can have side effects like fatigue and dizziness as well. So there are ways that you can change your nutrition properly without getting those side effects, but still get the results that you're after.
So the obvious next question, how do we do that?
Yeah. Simply, I guess you need to either cut calories, kilojoules, or exercise more, or ideally both. So you need to eat less, whether that be by cutting out junk foods, having less sweetened beverages, or just reducing portions, and then exercising more. So just moving more throughout the day. And that can be broken up into small little 10-minute chunks throughout the day if an hour session is just too much.
Which kind of comes back to goal setting as well, doesn't it? You might say, I want to do half hour a day or an hour a day, whatever it is, but everyone's time poor. At least that's the excuse we give ourselves, that we've got no time, but everyone can get up and walk for 10 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. And do something. And particularly when you're at work as well, and a lot of us have sedentary jobs where you're stuck sitting all day, if you can break that up throughout the day and have moments where you're just up for 5 or 10 minutes doing a bit of exercise, and being very individualised, you know, what we recommend to people, what works for you may not be the same as what works for somebody else. So working out the ways that suit your lifestyle as well.
And what I always found the toughest one is don't expect these miracles to happen overnight. Like don't look after a week and expect to look fabulous if you're not already.
Yes, absolutely. And we do recommend to weigh yourself regularly. So maybe once a week is a good idea. It helps keep you on track. Some people get a bit disheartened if they don't see the numbers that they're after on the scales. But we usually turn that around and come back and say, well, if you didn't get the results that you're after, have a look what you've been doing and what can you change to improve that so you do keep seeing results. It's very easy to just let yourself go if you're not sort of regularly monitoring yourself.
We don't like that phrase, Rebecca. We don't like it, let yourself go. But I guess keeping yourself motivated, you're right, and having something to have as a goal there. Now, this course has been run before. How were some of the participants that went through it last time? Were they pretty good? Well behaved?
They were actually very well behaved, which was good. So we ended up having close to 30,000 people enrol in the course. So we got a huge number of enrolments. So that shows us, for starters, that it's a really important topic and interesting topic. And they were actually really supportive of each other. So they participate in group discussions and they ask questions. We have input as the health professional, but other learners as well would jump on board and give them positive reinforcement. So
it's just
good.
About being motivated, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I just thought of something you should have done to put online this year, like work out how much weight that all of those people had lost and do one of those videos where you show just the big pile of, this is how much weight we lost from the course last time.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Could be it.
Yeah, it would be very interesting to see. So we've had some reports back from people. So we didn't actually ask them to go and attempt to lose weight. They didn't have to be. It was more about educating them. But some of them did do it as a weight loss sort of plan at the same time. And they've sent us emails saying that they've lost weight and they feel so much better and they've learnt a lot. So it's been really positive for us.
It looks pretty good. particular, Rebecca, just finally, how can we get involved if we are interested?
Yeah, absolutely. So through the university website, you can find the course. Also, EDX, so EDX is also the website you can go to, or Google the science of weight loss, dispelling diet myths. And you can also tick to be alerted when we run it again in the next few months.
No fad diets.
No fad diets.
All right, that's part of the science of weight loss. Rebecca Williams joining us this week, subbing for Claire Collins at 2NURFM 103.7.